In the old days, all we had for Social Security was a good tight belt to keep our pants up.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever been frightened half to death? And if you're frightened half to death twice, what happens? Will you die? I have three older brothers, so I know a thing or two about fear. My eldest brother used to hide in the dark and jump out and yell, "Ah!" So I learned early about fear. Another brother loved to tell ghost stories. He was good at it. Thankfully, he sheltered me from the more terrifying tales. But one night, in the days when three of us boys slept in one room, I couldn't get to sleep, and for some reason, my brother thought that telling me a scary story would help. "You still awake?" he said. "Yeah." "Well, you know that opening in the ceiling outside our bedroom door?" "Yeah," I said in a voice a little higher pitched and trembly than the one I had used before. I knew all about that door in the hallway ceiling, knew there was a string hanging from it, and if I stood on a chair and pulled that string, the door would swing downwards, and a small retractable ladder would slide to the floor. In the daytime, it was great, but there in the dark, my brother said, "Did you ever wonder what's up there?" "Yeah," I said. "I was just thinking about that now." "Well," he continued in a soft whisper, "I went up there the other night, just me and my flashlight. I was looking for those baseball cards I put up in a box, and when I opened the lid, something moved in the dark." "What was it?" "Well," he whispered as I pulled the blanket over my head, "it was a green alien with three big eyes the size of grapefruit and something like a rhinoceros tusk sticking straight out of its ear." "What did you do?" He said, "I screamed. I tried to run, but the alien grabbed me with his sticky arms and started pulling my leg, just like I'm pulling yours." And then he started to laugh. "Ah, I think I was 9. I didn't sleep soundly until grade 12. Fear, do you have some?" A passenger in a taxi leaned forward to ask the driver a question and gently tapped him on the shoulder. The driver screamed, lost control of the cab, nearly hit a bus, drove over the curb, and stopped inches from a plate glass window. "I'm so sorry," the driver said. "Are you okay? You scared the living daylights out of me." The passenger said, "I'm sorry, but I just tapped your shoulder. Why were you so frightened?" The driver said, "Today is my very first day driving a cab. For 25 years, I've been driving a hearse." Well, chances are you've had a tap on the shoulder, a signal that life has changed, that hard stuff is upon you. In perilous and uncertain times, when each dawn seems to herald fresh reasons for panic and anxiety, where do we turn? Well, we turn to the God of all comfort. We pray, we read his words, and we find life-giving comfort and life-altering hope. For the Christian, freaking out is never a viable option. I've done it. It's overrated. Jesus never said, "Be of good fear." Days before his death, he didn't tell his disciples, "Everything's fine. Be safe." He said, "In this world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He is about to accomplish what he's come to do, to break the stranglehold of death and offer eternal life. In this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. When Jesus said goodbye, he offered his disciples this great comfort and hope. "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Those are his words to you today. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if you're a struggling mama, or a businessman, or taxi driver, or if you're that little brother staring at the ceiling late at night, God is with you. Go to sleep. Your Father is awake. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.